At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Future or Russell Wilson? Who would you rather? No, not like that. Oh. You're not going to want to miss this dish debate, y'all.
And we've got the ladies on Chloe and Tristan and the baby they're expecting.
Plus, Andrew Freund will be talking to Jack Black and the cast members from Netflix animated series Kung Fu Panda, The Dragon Knight, and the movie The Sea Beast.
And the dream team is here, baby. Heidi and Frank.
Hey!
Hey!
Welcome to Dish Nation. We are happy to be here.
Well, Sherry's going to join us later. So what you got first, Brett?
Okay, y'all. Yesterday, we talked about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson expecting another baby via surrogate. Well, it's being reported they're having a boy.
Oh, yay.
So True will finally get to have her little baby brother, y'all. But that's not all. Tristan dropped a pic where he's thinking hard at the base of the staircase, and he says, Chewy, can you do the honors?
All right, let's do
this. Let's hear his Tristan Thompson.
You can't fall if you don't climb. No happiness living a life on the ground. Keep climbing. Step by step.
What a cheese ball.
That is corny.
That's pretty horrible.
Oh my God.
The haters jumped on my homie Tristan saying things like, can't climb back to Khloe, end quote. And if those aren't Khloe stairs, go ahead and climb. Was this supposed to be a motivational speech, or was he's just disrespecting Khloe, y'all? What's going on here?
It's like when somebody takes a picture of themselves, like an album cover on a railroad tracks, and they title it, On the Right Track.
I thought it was motivational because, I mean, think what he said. He said, you can't fall if you don't climb. So, I mean, had he not climbed on top of that other woman, he would have not fallen.
You know what this does, Gary? This guarantees the drama for season two on Hulu of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, did the surrogate carry the baby? I mean, obviously took one of Khloe's eggs and put it in the surrogate, but did Tristan put his part in the old-fashioned way, I'm assuming?
He did it on his own.
No, he didn't.
Pretty sure he got her pregnant, then she was the surrogate.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Baby, I didn't cheat on you. This is just our surrogate.
Right. Wow. It was behind the Rite Aid.
Yeah. No, guys, that's horrible.
And I heard the baby boy that's not even born yet already cheated on his girlfriend.
He did?
Just like his father.
Well, Tristan is the dad.
Yeah, Tristan is the dad.
No Maury Povich needed.
Yep.
Well, okay, the other day we gave you a special alert on Bradley Cooper and the political staffer Huma Abedin. But they even draw comparisons now to George and Amal Clooney in a Hollywood meets politics sort of way. But check this out. Before they got together, Bradley slid under the radar with Glee star Diana Agron. Now, according to sources, they were only casually dating, so they weren't serious.
That's just sex, y'all.
Now, do you think Brad wanted to date one last actress before he went, like, all serious and political like George Clooney did?
Oh, right. Wanted to get one last kind of regular actress. Before he settles down.
I can see the comparison to George and Amal, though, but it's kind of creepy. Like, it's more like he has a crush on George. As opposed to, him and George should just date.
That's the real tea, baby.
That's the real tea.
If I was Miss Homer, baby, I would check Honey Bradley's phone, honey, and make sure, y'all, that he's not still texting Miss Gaga, honey, since, you know, they did do the award together. So, I mean,
she was Anthony Weiner's ex-wife, right?
Yes.
Who was going on
And
Twitter.
You know she's going through texts now, looking for Weiner's.
Yes.
Making sure.
Bradley's.
All right, listen up. We got some casting news for you. Bradley's new lady, Huma, wrote a memoir about her life as a political staffer called Both and... I used to identify that way, too.
Really?
Completely different.
I did once, too, in college.
Which is being turned into a series starring Frida Pinto from Slumdog Millionaire. I love her. Also, get this. Hugh Grant is in talks to play Prince Andrew in a movie that would detail his friendship with the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Right, look at this, honey. We thought that Tyra Banks, honey, might quit hosting Dancing with the Stars when it moved to Disney Plus, but that's not the case, honey. Not only is she staying with Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton, is going to co-host with her. So what y'all think about this casting news, honey? Because I thought they had defied this girl, but she's still there.
It makes me feel like dancing.
Is that the Carlton?
That might be Elaine from Seinfeld.
Pretty bad, Heidi. That's not the Carlton.
Do the Carlton.
Like this.
Yeah.
You see, Frank got it.
I got it.
Heidi still doesn't have it.
What?
Heidi still doesn't.
I can't even bat dance now.
Heidi's like our mom trying to dance with us.
Heidi, mijo, see? Am I doing it right, mijo? Am I doing it right, mijo?
All right, you guys, it's time for another Dish Debate. All right, so check it out. On the podcast tonight's conversation, there was another Future versus Russell Wilson debate. But this time, the male hosts discussed who they would rather their daughters date and who they rather their sons be like. And the commentary was pretty interesting. Listen to this.
If you had a son, would you want him to grow up more like Russell Wilson?
No.
Or Future?
No. Both, no. I would throw my shoe
or
at him.
Russell Wilson or Future? Which one would you want him
to grow? I would rather him be like Future.
Okay. Who would you rather your daughter date, Russell Wilson or Future?
There's pros and cons to both. I would
answer the question.
If I gave a why, I would want her to date a Future, because it takes for you to date a Future to even get a Russell.
Is he crazy?
Head crack. You have an older son. What would you say to your older son if you found out that he had Future, let's say, tendencies?
Yikes.
I would probably say good job, because here's the thing. The thing about Future is he's not going to get his heart broke. He's going to be doing the heartbreaking. Russell Wilson looks punchable. So, in Future, you can't approach him. Like, you're like, he's mysterious. Mm. He has an allure about him. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at the Future tendencies.
I used to be a Russell Wilson in high school, and then college, I turned into Future.
Bad relationships will do that to you.
I learned my lesson.
Well, Frank is Future, past, present, and future.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Frank, Franklin, honey, now what would you do if your daughter, honey, brought home Future as her new boo?
He bought the gun.
I would instantly tell her to break up with him. So I could get them back together to say, go back to the future. I'm a huge Michael J. Fox fan.
Nice.
I'm starting
back
to realize.
To the future.
Great
Scott. Well, not only is Olivia Culpo a beauty queen, she can also double as a superhero. Okay. The former Miss Universe saved her sister Sophia from a falling refrigerator.
Wow.
Yeah, the sisters, they were helping their parents move into their fancy beachside home, and Sophia's head got caught in the fridge as it was falling.
What?
She rushed over to rescue her sister. Olivia posted a photo of the mess that was made and said...
Does she have an accent?
Yes, she does.
Yes.
What?
It's like a New York...
She's from...
No, she's from Australia.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Swear to God.
Go ahead.
She's from Australia. Go.
The refrigerator fell on Sophie yesterday. Katie and I ran over as it was midway in the air and held it up, even though Sophia's head was still inside the fridge during its fall.
Actually, no, Heidi. She's from Rhode Island.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's a horrible Rhode Island accent, I think.
It's close.
I've been playing.
You haven't finished your quote.
Oh, there's more?
There's more?
Yeah. Let this be a reminder
to secure all appliances and not leave details like this up to 60-plus-year-old parents.
There you go.
Thank you. Would you want your son to date a woman as... Well, let's say as strong as Olivia?
Hell yeah, absolutely.
I was raised by strong women. That's what you need by your side, man.
I would be laying under appliances every time he brought her over. I'm like, help me, Olivia, help me. Under the oven.
Olivia got stuck again, help me.
I'm all stuck in the dryer. I'm like, I can't get out, Olivia.
Right.
You see those Pornhubs.
Heidi,
I can't get out.
All right, you're all sick. Coming up are Penn Badgley's solo sex scenes in his series, You Sexy. Or creepy. We'll tell you what his director told him right after the break. Stay there. Dish Nation. Back. Well, it looks like Kim Kardashian is in the hot seat with some fans. She posted a series of photos to her Instagram, which showed her and her kids posing together at the beach. Totally fine so far.
Yeah.
Yes.
But some fans seem to be pissed at the photos where North is, it looks like, successfully holding up Kim Kardashian on her back.
Okay.
The photo shoot, which was also captured by paparazzi because, of course, they get followed everywhere, was shared on Reddit and had users blasting Kim K over the photos. One user wrote, quote, "I don't care how strong her daughter is. That is not cool. Her daughter could develop a hernia for carrying her fat ass."
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, everybody knows I can't stand these guys, but come on, y'all. Leave them alone. Like, this is ridiculous.
Whenever you start anything or end anything with fat ass, put it in the trash.
Kim can't do anything right in the public's eye right now.
Right.
I remember doing this with my mom when I was little, but normally we'd be in the water, and I'm like, look, I'm carrying my mom. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, and I think for Kim, Kim's had the entire Kardashian family on her back for a very long time.
Exactly. Yeah. And everybody knows why. It's like, I date big women, because they can carry my big ass.
Right? And I like that. In case something goes down. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm into that.
Chewy, if a woman looks like she can cart a horse around, you look like you go for it.
No, if a baby girl can look like she can play middle linebacker for the Raiders, I'm with it.
You're in.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's why he has a crush on Heidi.
And by the way, yeah, baby, hut, hut, Heidi.
Well, Penn Bagley, who stars as
Badgley.
Stalker.
Badgley.
Badgley. It's Bagley.
It's a D.
It's Ed Bagley Jr. It's Penn Badgley.
Well, Penn Bagley.
No,
it's Badgley. He's got a D
in
it.
Well, Penn Badgley, who stars as stalker Joe Goldberg in the hit Netflix series You, has revealed that he always gets the same note from his director on how to make his solo sex scenes less creepy. Story of my life.
Okay.
He shared on the latest episode of the Pod Crushed, he said, and I quote, "I've always gotten the note to make it less creepy. They say, like, close your eyes, or go faster, or go slower. I'm like, what? This man is murdering people. You're saying I'm making it creepy? How is it I'm the one making it creepy?" End quote.
Well, that is interesting in that to not make self-pleasure creepy, I think number one key is no eye contact.
Really?
Eye contact while you're doing that is creepy.
Yeah. But if you have an audience, I'm into that. It's like, why not make eye contact?
Well, you can do it with eye contact.
Sherry.
You can make eye contact and not make it creepy. It's just, you have to soften your face. I had a girlfriend who always would do loves. But no, my girlfriend would always used to do love scenes on TV. And she said, it's just you have to soften where you make it beautiful. So you can stare in somebody's eyes, but...
So let's do that now. Sherry, you are the actress. Give myself, Heidi, and Frank some tips on how we can relax our face and make it less creepy.
You said you have to soften your face?
How do you do that? How do you
soften your face? Let your double chin hang.
Okay,
just relax. Chewy. Not like you had a stroke, okay? Don't look like you had a stroke.
Anyone ever done solo in the mirror?
I did try one time and I went cross-eyed. Scared me so bad. I thought I was never going to come back.
The mirror was too close. The mirror was too close.
Do not have an orgasm and look at yourself in like when you're doing like a FaceTime and you have an orgasm and your eyes crossed. It's the scariest thing I've ever done.
Oh, no.
Wow, she just ruined it. She made it creepy.
You made it creepy.
Speaking of creepy. Up next, Andrew Freund dishes with Jack Black about his new Kung Fu Panda TV series. So come right back.
Oh, my God, Andrew.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Andrew Freund is here with not one, but two celebrity interviews.
That's right, guys. I've got two special treats for you today.
Oh.
Not one, but two, Tanner and Chewy.
Wow.
All right, now, first up, I got the scoop from Jack Black and James Hong on their new animated Netflix series, Kung Fu Panda, The Dragon Knight, that premiered on the platform yesterday. Check it out.
Now, Jack, Ho is a kung fu master. What are you a master at in real life?
Well, as you know, I love to rock. I don't know if I've mastered it, but I love to do it. And they say to become a master, you need to do something for 10,000 hours. And I think I've definitely rocked for 10,000 hours at least.
How would you say Po has changed over the years? Has he grown as a panda? Has he evolved?
Well, his voice might have gotten a little bit lower. Po is still holding on to that childlike curiosity and fascination and excitement and call to adventure. He's kind of got that eternal youth, like a Peter Pan. He's always like childlike, and that's kind of the magic of him.
I love what Jack does. I'm sure in his voiceover sessions, you watch Paul do something, and at the end, there's something he reacts differently than anything as far as other characters on a thing. And I love that moment when you. Peter will probably adjust the picture in the story to fit that. And that's what makes that Poe interesting.
Thanks, James. The feeling's mutual. And Peter makes me jealous because he's like, well, James hit it out of the park on the first take.
That's not true because Peter makes me probably on the average 4 takes per voice. You know, whether it's Poe. Poe, you gotta eat your noodles, Poe, you gotta eat your noodles. You know, you gotta give him variation, and then somehow that director picks out the best one and puts it into the picture.
Thank you so much. All right, next up, I chatted with Carl Urban about his animated Netflix film, The Sea Beast. So, of course, we talked about cruises and good hair.
Of course.
I mean...
That was my nickname in college, Sea Beast.
Heyo!
I was swimming in it.
Take a look.
Carl, I am literally in a cruise terminal right now, getting ready to go on the high seas on my first cruise. Any cruising tips, Carl, since you're a man of the high seas in the show?
Don't do it. Just jokes. Any tips? Yeah, no, I don't have. I've never really been on a cruise, so I couldn't give you any tips on there. But adventure on the high seas, like Jacob Holland, just watch out for sea beasts, mate.
Let's talk about Jacob's hair, because I feel like he has very iconic. Also, you have great hair as well. Any hair care tips? What would you say? What would he say?
He's a very salty kind of a character, and I think if in terms of hair product, I think it's just sea salt, mate.
Nice.
Hey, sea beast.
But no, you got 3 surprises for us, brother, because that mustache is beautiful. Talk to us about the flavor saver, please.
Yes. All right. You know what? I did an interview yesterday. I wanted to be prepped. I wanted a good stash for Chris Evans. You're welcome, America.
I like it. It's a good look.
I love it. Thanks, Andrew. It's always so much fun to have you here, man. We got more Dish Nation after the break and more stash.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
If you haven't heard by now, Doja Cat called out Stranger Things star Noah Schnapp because he shared a DM she sent him about trying to hook up with Noah's co-star, Joseph Quinn.
Mm.
Well, since all this has happened, Doja's IG followers took a little dive. She reportedly lost 200,000 followers, but that's a pretty small dent in her 24 million followers.
Not a big deal.
On the other hand, Noah has gained 1 million followers.
That worked out for him.
Yeah, so it worked out for
him. Now, her losing 200,000 followers is not that big a deal, but me losing 200,000 followers would mean I've lost 140,000 followers.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
You'd
be negative.
But
that means 120,000
people watching. That's like throwing yourself off a cliff, Heidi.
Yeah.
Even though I'm glad he did it, because, I mean, if she's after this Joseph Quinn guy, I think we all got a shot with Doja Cat. I mean, nothing against him. I mean, but he's like an average, normal looking dude.
You two would definitely have a shot.
Oh, my God.
Me and Doja have gotten drunk together. So, I really do have a shot. Hi, Doja.
Whoa.
I have a crush on Doja Cat.
She's fire.
I'll drop into your DMs. Can you please repost it?
No. I DM you all the time and you never respond to me.
Oh, dear.
You got drunk with Doja Cat and you didn't even tell me.
Wow.
Pick up the phone and call! He won't answer the phone either.
Hey, Frank, oh my God, it's awesome. Nothing.
No.
He leaves me on red like a creepy ex-girlfriend, bro. I'm like, really, bro? Sherry's worse now.
Hey, baby, who does text you back?
You, Heidi.
That's right.
Sherry,
she's got nothing better to do.
Now Sherry has billboards on Sunset. Sherry can't talk to nobody.
Oh.
Yes. Sherry doesn't love her Dish Nation family
no more. No.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.